Most college students in New York head home this weekend for Thanksgiving break. Many will stay there. Because of rising coronavirus cases, all SUNY schools are finishing the semester remotely. Many private schools are doing similarly shortened semesters. So what was college like during this bizarre pandemic semester? Amy Fireisle reports.
Ask a college student what attending school has been like during the coronavirus pandemic. You'll hear words like these: strange, scary, surreal, and this one, tiring.
I'm tired just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Pandemic fatigue is a term thrown around to describe this COVID-19-induced feeling of constant exhaustion. This semester, SUNY Plattsburgh senior Emma Vallelonga has been recording her experiences and speaking with classmates about how they've dealt with the last 8 months.
It feels like you're in like a time warp. There's no real grasp on reality as of right now.
That's senior Caitlin Powers, an old friend of Vallelonga's.
We've known each other since middle school. We're both from Syracuse. We're going to talk about the fatigue of the pandemic. Yeah.
Powers says that she's struggled to motivate herself, waiting for a time when she feels more energized.
The thing with this semester is you're never more energized. You're always just like, ugh, another day, another solitary walk, wearing a mask during a lecture. Yeah, it's tiring. Just thinking about it all the time. You can't not think about it because it's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Particularly strange, says Powers, is the subdued atmosphere around campus, especially at cafeterias, which are usually crowded, bustling centers of student life.
The energy is just like at a zero, where at least it was at a seven on a typical night before. It's just depressing. I just want there to be life again.
Even students who live on campus have classes that they're attending online. Many clubs have shut down. Vallelonga writes for the school paper, which is still publishing, alongside senior Mateo Smith.
What do you miss about a normal college semester?
Oh, I miss the nitty-gritties of a college party, you know? In an old dank house, really, really hot, surrounded by a bunch of people you don't know. I also miss really, really going to a class, like getting up, going out, tasting the morning air, walking to Einstein's Bagels, getting a cup of coffee that will make me late for class, sitting down and, you know, being bored by my professor. I really miss that. I hate waking up 1 minute before my class and sitting in front of a computer for an hour and a half.
Emma and Mateo talked about how students are worn out from the social distancing measures and seemed to take them less seriously as the semester wore on.
You hear people saying, you know, it's not that serious. I had it, like, and I recovered. Why can't we do anything? You also hear things like, I've been exposed to a lot of people who have it, and I don't have it, so why can't I party and everything? So I just feel like everyone's going a little crazy because it's a lot to take in, honestly.
After a few months of no cases, SUNY Plattsburgh saw a sharp increase starting in late October. In the last 2 weeks, 81 new cases were recorded. This factors into why another student that works on the paper, junior Jessica Johnson, is thinking she'd rather do the spring semester remotely. She says the stress of worrying about the coronavirus is taking a toll. She's been struggling with depression all year.
And I'm still like trying to get out of that headspace, but while I've been back at college, it's like depression on top of anxiety, on top of stress after stress after stress.
Making it all worse is that Johnson is genuinely worried about her health.
Because I'm still trying to adapt to things opening up and me being able to be around people.
Right, you are a little bit immunocompromised.
Yeah, I am kind of compromised because I have really severe bad asthma, and my lungs and my immune system are so weak that if I was to even get COVID, I could possibly die. So I think it's a bigger deal than a lot of people think it is. So when people are like partying and everything, it really just pisses me off because I want to get back to normalcy as soon as possible so I can experience my youth.
Johnson says she misses connecting with people and desperately wants to go through the rituals of being a young adult.
Am I going to be able to have a graduation? Am I going to be able to experience life and travel like I want to and go to college far away like I want to? Am I going to be able to do anything? Get my own apartment, possibly finally take my driver's test and get a car? And that's all been stalled because of the pandemic, especially like financial-wise, because It was like we were uprooted from college in the middle of a semester, and you had to pay for all this stuff, and you had to support your family at home because they might have been out of their jobs, and it's just been a revolving door of just I don't know if I can say that on air, but it's just been a revolving door of just happening.
With coronavirus cases rising sharply across the country, Johnson isn't particularly hopeful things will get better soon. Amy Feireisel, North Country Public Radio.